Thank
Blog
you.
Talk Radio.
And we welcome all of you from the Blog Talk this morning, knowing that you're bringing millions who will come and join us to be a part of this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Committee Live. And I was talking about Paul, who called himself an ambassador. I just want to explain this a little bit more. Maybe I might touch it every day a little bit, but we have what was given to us. The Lord said, I want you to get prayer all over the world. I want you to spread it all over the world. I want you to get praise and prayer all over the world. That was my assignment, and we tried our best to do it. And he gave me the, I said, how do I do it, Lord? He gave me the vision to make ambassadors. Those are prayer ambassadors. And Paul called himself an ambassador. He was a prayer ambassador. Remember when Paul and Silas prayed at midnight and God heard the prayer at midnight, dispatched the angel at midnight, and the jail cell fell open at midnight. He was an ambassador. Amen. And he was the most prolific writer of the gospel, who referred to himself as an ambassador. Thank God for all the other titles that men use all over the world. Wonderful. I'm with you. I support you. Amen. But the title that God gave us, he told me to make ambassadors, and they're prayer ambassadors, ambassadors who start prayer sales all over the country. You'll hear about this more and more as the years go along. Ambassadors and ambassadors elect. Amen. These are people who we refer to as people who are prayer warriors or prayer ambassadors, who are trying to help us spread prayer and praise all over the world. Amen. And so an ambassador, many times, I know certain titles give people precedent over different cities and different areas, but ambassadors are to the world. Amen. Amen. They may have a state within their city, but then we encourage them as far as their influence reaches to spread prayer. Amen. All over the world. So that's what we refer to when we say ambassador. There are people who believe in prayer, who are helping to spread prayer throughout the world. If you're one, we certainly welcome you. We just want to know about you so we can implement these steps for becoming an ambassador in the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. God bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do love you, Lord. We praise you. And you do so many things. Oh, so exceeding, abundantly above all we ask or even think. You bless here, there, everywhere. I never forget when somebody calls you the everywhere God. And now I understand why they called you that. Because you bless everywhere. You do things everywhere. You are everywhere, Lord. The other day you were in the room of that man who had bone cancer. And you told me to read Matthew 16, 18, and 19 to him. Whatever I loose upon this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Prior to that, it says, whatever I bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And I took your authority that you gave to me, and I bound cancer, bone cancer, and cast it out of the room, cursed it at the root, and cast it out, and it left. Oh, my God. Because you said in Genesis 1 and 28, I believe, 1:27, 28, that you gave us, we were made in your own image, and then you gave us dominion over everything in the sea, all the fowl in the air. And then you specifically said, and everything that moveth upon the earth. I happen to know that cancer moves. Biological chemists and other people who are into chemistry have looked under the microscope and saw cancer cells, and they were moving upon the earth. And I knew it, Lord, and I took dominion like you told me, that you gave me dominion over everything that moveth upon the earth. Creepeth, moveth, took dominion and bound it in the name of Jesus, not my power, but in the name of Jesus, and cast it out. And the man began to weep and say, I'm healed. Oh, you healed it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Not trying to be a wonder or nothing, just thanking you because you did it. Oh, you do so many things, Lord, and we praise you for them. Now, you're not a respecter of persons, Romans 2:11. You're not a respecter of persons. You can bless these folk on this line just like you blessed that man that you healed of bone cancer. Yeah. God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That's why I don't like to be around flighty people, because you're stationary. Yeah, you said to be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And again, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Therefore, we can depend on you. That's why I'm asking you, look on these people on this line. What you did for others, you can do for them. If somebody has an emergency like that man, and they need you to help them. Somebody has their back against the wall like that man, and they need you to help them. Somebody is hurting like that man, and they need you to help them. Somebody is in need like that man, and they need you to help them. You're not a respected person, so help them, Lord. Your word, not one jot nor tittle of your word shall go unfulfilled. Heaven and earth will have to pass away before that happens. And I'm depending on you to hear their prayer and to bless them. Lord, touch some of them, Lord, before they can even ask a prayer request. Lord, thank you for it in the name of Jesus, because you are real. Thank God. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And God bless you, everybody on the line this morning. I know this is Monday morning. Some of y'all had a long weekend, may not even feel like talking, but I'm speaking to you. Good morning to everybody on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's speak to Jesus. Let's speak to the Lord. Lord, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Yeah, he's in the room.
Right.
I want you, somebody on the front line, get me Psalms 22 and 3. Psalms 22 and 3. Y'all heard me say this many times, but I want you to hear it. And some of you have your Bibles. Get Psalms 22, the 22nd chapter, and the third verse. Amen. Somebody, when you get it, I do one of the things I do the old school at our church about with the kids. Sometimes we brought back Bible drill. Yeah, we brought it back. My assistant pastor, Elder Tyler, mentioned it, and we brought it back. So attention, present them. Psalms 22 and 3. Who's got it first? Charge. That's what we do in Bible drill. Amen. Who's got it? Amen. Read Psalms 22 and 3. Amen.
You are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Our
Go
father,
ahead. Go ahead.
Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed.
All right, what version is that?
I believe this is the King James Version.
All right, all right. King James Version. Mm-hmm.
King James Version.
Let me see. What is that, the new King James?
Yes.
I want y'all to see some. Somebody find me the old King James. Let me just read the old King James. Yeah, but thou art holy. And then it says, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Yeah. Now, who is Israel? Israel is God's people. That's who Israel is. So if you interpret that, interpret it like this, but thou art holy. You're holy. All that inhabitants, the praises of his people. Mm-hmm. God is holy. Mm-hmm. It's talking about God. He's holy, the one who inhabits the praises of his people. He's holy. And I've been telling y'all, and he inhabits the praises of his people. You want him to come in your room, start praising him. Because he attends praise parties, not pity parties. Amen. Go to crying, and you might, if you cry hard enough, get in there. But I tell you how you can really get in there. Just go to praising. Amen. Somebody didn't hear the instructions on the prayer line. And then be courteous to others. Amen. And that's one of the attributes of Jesus is that he's compassionate. He thinks about people, other people all the time. And if you're thinking about other people, then you may want to mute your line. Amen. I love you. God bless you. He inhabits the praises of his. There it is right there. Amen. And Psalms 22 and 3. Let me read it again. But thou art holy, O God. O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel, his people, Israel. Amen. Mark that down. Psalms 22 and 3. He inhabits the praises of his people. God bless you. It's a good morning. I want to hear about your weekend. I thought to have the wisdom seminar today, but I think just let you tell about what God did for you. Amen. That's a good thing there. I'm looking for a volunteer. And let me make this announcement tonight that we will be having tonight the ambassador, ambassador-elect training class at 7 o'clock. You'd like to attend. It's not a private thing. Because you may decide that you want to become an ambassador-elect. If so, you might attend this training session tonight at 7 o'clock. Just go dial the same number, and we'll look forward to having you. God bless you. All right. Give me a volunteer, and that's in our handbook about volunteers for the prayer line. Volunteers from the youth line, volunteers for the blog line. Amen. Amen. Thank you, somebody, for validating that this line is in the Lord, because if it wasn't, then the devil wouldn't be trying to stop it. Amen. He doesn't waste time like that. He attacks things that are doing something for the Lord. But I would like to ask you kindly, if you would check your phone, and you're busy in the background, all you have to do is press star, and then 6, star 6. Amen. Would you mute your line, please, for us? Star 6. Thank you very much. All right. Can I get a volunteer, somebody who the Lord has been good to, and you'll give a praise report this morning? And please excuse us this morning. I'm trying to be here for my mother. She's 95, and I'm not in my office. And we can mute that for you, but I'm sorry we're here. So help us out this morning. Who would like to volunteer and give a praise report and then open the line for others to give a praise report? The line is open to you. Anybody? All right.
Glory. This is Ambassador-elect Ryerson, area code 616. I praise God for whom all blessings flow. I praise God for just being alive on this Martin Luther King birthday celebration. And I'm just happy to be here on the line. God has blessed me with different or more employment. And I thank God for that, because for a year or maybe more, it's just about a year, I have worked a 16 to 20-hour a week job, and I thank God for blessing me with more. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised, and at this time, we are asking you to give your praise report. We're asking you to tell the goodness of the Lord and what he has done for you. And the Bible says that we overcome by the words of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb. So please don't be shy. Just speak up and tell the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah.
We can't wait to hear from you, because you will be an encouragement to someone else. Thank you. Who's going to be next?
Give me a praise report.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to everyone. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Dick. Thank and praise the Lord, giving honor to and to Dr. Johnson and to Evangelist to Ambassador-elect Price and everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness, how he keeps me by the day with the mind to wholly follow him. I thank and praise the Lord for how he supplies all my needs, how he blesses my going out and my coming in. And I just thank him for it. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for how he healed my body so many times, how he healed me in 1976, how he healed me of fibroid tumors, how he healed me of acid reflex. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness, how he blessed me to not to have those headaches, anymore. I thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is just good and worthy to be praised.
Oh, thank you so much.
Amen. God is a healer.
Let's stop for a moment. Everybody, if you would, if you're not giving a praise report, mute your line, please. Amen. I realize that's the enemy trying to attack us this morning. Amen. Because it's humanly done, and the enemy moves to humans many times. You want to be kind. Amen. I ask you as kindly as I can to mute your line. Just press star and six. You. I'm speaking to you. Take time and press star six and stop all that noise around the phone. Take time to do it. All right. Go ahead, Ambassador-elect Friesen.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you, Mother Bigsby, Ambassador-elect Bigsby. We enjoyed your praise report. Is there another witness on the line?
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Johnson from Texas. I honor the Lord on this morning to Chief Ambassador and everyone that's listening on this morning. Truly, I praise God for being the God of my salvation. Thank him for his protection. He blessed me and mine. Truly, God has been good to us, and I just praise him. Oh, how he just blessed. My mom was able to go to church even on Sunday. And she walked. We had good prayer on Saturday, and I just know it's the goodness of God and his mercy. Truly, I continue to look for his miracles, and I see them every day. I'm asking you all to continue to pray for us. We love you, and God bless everyone.
God bless you, Ambassador-elect Johnson. It's good to hear your voice. It's always a blessing to hear you pray. I love to hear you pray. Thank you so much for that praise report.
I want to give my praise report. Yesterday at Amazing Grace, it was off the chain. Oh, my God. God moved in such an ultra awesome way. And we had snow here in Kansas City. Amen. If you want to experience snow, come here. But the people came out in the snow. Amen. You know, a lot of times that's a good test, you know, to see who really is dedicated to the Lord. You certainly can tell through the snow, because a lot of people won't. Well, I won't lose that. I'll say that I can say this, that I've seen it in the past. A lot of people won't come to church when it snows and when the weather's bad. They're fair weather saints. And the next day, if the snow more on the next day, they'll get up regardless of how the weather is and go to work because they got to have that money. Amen. And so yesterday the people came out in the snow. God bless in a great way, and the Holy Ghost moved in the place. Amen. It was just a wonderful, wonderful service. And didn't hold long, didn't take long to put the word out, and the word found the hearts and minds of people. Oh, my God. People were slain in the spirit, and the anointing moved. And, oh, my God, I can't describe how the Lord was blessing. Choir sang off the chain. And the Lord blessed my words yesterday. It was something. So taking back Master Lake Fryson, amen. My God.
Amen, amen. Chief Ambassador,
mm-hmm.
You sound like it doesn't snow very often in Kansas.
I cannot say that. We've had a good mild winter. We've had a mild winter so far. It's supposed to get more snow tomorrow, but we've had a mild winter so far. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Well, it was like 14 or 19 degrees here yesterday. And
now I'm blessed.
We were able to go to the Dr. King celebration on last night in the cold.
Mm-hmm.
The door wouldn't close on the passenger side in the front. But praise God, we managed to hold on to the door and drive to the Dr. King celebration. God took us there and brought us back safe. Can we get another prayer report?
Good morning. This is Jolene Garnett. I just thank God for another beautiful day. Thank God for the first fruit prayer line. I thank God how he is really blessing and moving. Thank God for Chief Ambassador, how he just give us a good word each and every morning, keep us encouraged. I thank God for Mother Johnson and Mother Betty. And I just want you all to be encouraged. I thank God for how the anointed oil, I put the 3 drops in the water every morning, and I'm telling you, it truly is a blessing. I mean, I don't really have no pain, and it's just an honor and a blessing. And I just want Chief Ambassador Johnson to be encouraged and keep looking forward and do what God tell him to do, and, you know, be encouraged. And the first fruit prayer line, I was kind of disappointed. I wasn't able to go to church yesterday because my ride passed me up, forgot about me. So I was in the house, but God, he knows what's best. So I just thank God for this first fruit prayer line, first fruit of word each and every day. God blesses each and every one.
And Ambassador-elect Fryson, I got to tell this. Yesterday, now, y'all hear Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson talk a lot on this line here. But yesterday, she did what we call the loosing and the binding. The binding and the loosing. I would put it like that. And yesterday, oh, my God, she spoke on the binding and the loosing and tore up the church. Oh, my God, people were just around the church shouting, amazing grace, it's a great, 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 great church. I mean, when the Lord got through using her, y'all wouldn't have known Ambassador Lady Betty on yesterday, because the Lord just came in after she spoke about binding and loosing, and they were just, it took a while, I tell you, to calm the people down. It was something, I tell you, it was something. Back to you, Ambassador. Elect Fryson, and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I would like to hear that.
It was something
that she can share with the prayer line.
Oh, if she would, amen. Y'all can ask her, amen. She would tell it, amen. I just really gave you a glimpse of it, but it was something. People joining in and praising God after she got through. Let's have maybe 2 or 3 more prayer requests, and then we'll go to our praise. Two or three more praise reports, and then we'll go to our prayer requests. All right.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Ambassador. Yes.
And Ambassador-elect Fryson.
This is
Ambassador-elect Carol Darden, 616 Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, my God. We've been praying for you. God bless you.
I like to tell the first fruit family that not hearing from me does not mean I'm not on the line. I just thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the first fruits family, for Chief Ambassador Lady Betty, and the mother of the nation also. And I just thank the Lord for this. Basically, I thank the Lord right now for allowing me a chance to get through, because I haven't been able to get through to the prayer line, but my praise report is that though I haven't been there, I am still saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, and I'm glad that my salvation is not built on personal feelings, because there were a few days where I wasn't feeling the best in health and spirit, but the Lord brought me through. Excuse me. And as it says in Isaiah 43, I am glad that it's through. And it does not mean that I'm there. I've learned that the way that you go through things most of the time determines how long you go through. So I've learned to praise the Lord in the good times and the bad. And I ask that everyone just pray my strength in the Lord and pray for my wife. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's so good to hear from you. And it's just a blessing. God bless you and Missionary Darden. Thank you for that praise report. Can we get another witness?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I just want to say I thank the Lord for Ambassador Lady Betty. I got a text from her on yesterday, and I really thank the Lord for her. And I'm asking the saints to pray for me. I got a call on yesterday. A man wants me to start taking care of him. I do home health care. And I'm trying to get him a car, so I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me. The Lord has really been blessing me. I haven't been at church for the last three Sundays, but I am truly blessed. And I thank the Lord for my children. They've been spending time with their dad. They haven't been around their dad for a while, and they've been spending time with their father. And I thank the Lord for that, because they really need that. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you. And thank you for that praise report. Thanks for telling the goodness of the Lord.
Yeah, Dad.
Is there another praise report?
Yeah.
Okay, we're awfully quiet today, but we thank God anyway. I would just like to say that I thank the Lord for the saints that prayed for the city of Flint, Michigan last week. That was one of my prayer requests. And I was reading.
Bad water. Tell them they had bad water.
Yes, sir. The water was very much contaminated. And I just thank the Lord, because I was reading online where Cher, the singer, she has donated water to the city of Flint. And not only has she donated water, but I guess they're seeking help from the federal government. So something is being done about the water source that's coming into the city of Flint. God is good. At this time, if there are no other praise reports, you are back into the hands of Johnson.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Elect Johnson. God bless you. Yeah, you did a wonderful job. All right, we're moving to our prayer request. Amen. We pray for you and all of your needs. We just believe that prayer will change things. We believe that a day of prayer is a wasted day. And you have to put prayer in there somewhere. Praying unto God. Amen. And we invite all of you who pray unto God Jehovah to join in with us. We don't pray to any other God. We don't believe that there is any other God except the true and living God, God Jehovah, the one who hurled the sun into space, made the earth, made the heaven. We believe in him. And if you believe in him with us, amen, we believe that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. If you believe that, we welcome you to pray with us. Amen. That's who we pray to, And we believe that prayer changes things. Somebody on this phone, if you have a request, if you have the faith, if you have the faith, God has the power. Amen. And may I say, if you have the hope and the faith, God has the power. Because, you see, hope, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yeah. And if faith is the substance of things hoped for, then hope is the substance of faith. I hope you caught that. Amen. So if you got hope first, you can't get the faith without hope. Amen. Because it's the first step of being the faith. But if you got faith, God can give you a miracle like you wouldn't believe. Every time Jesus really healed anybody in the Word of God, he either looked in there and saw their faith. Each time he looked and saw their faith. And many times he asked people, do you believe? Amen. And they answered, yea, Lord, thou knowest I believe. And he looked and saw their faith. They got healed. So if you want God to do a miracle for you, you need to have faith. Who has the first prayer request? We're willing to pray for you. Anybody?
And this is Elizabeth Palmer, and I'm calling from Iowa, and I thank God that I'm able to get through on the line today. I had a little difficulty at the beginning, but I continued to hang up and dial back until it allowed me to get in. And I have a prayer request. I have two prayer requests. One prayer request is for a lady that I do not know that's in intensive care, but her elderly parents gave me a ride from the hospital with my granddaughter, which had to go in to see about getting an inhaler. And I would like to get prayer for the daughter that's in intensive care. I did not ask them questions about what her condition was, whether she was unconscious, whether she was in a position where she had any terminal disease, but because of them reaching out and blessing me to be out of that below 5-degree weather, 5 below 0 weather, and giving my granddaughter and I a ride, I would just like to pray that God will bless the lady that's in intensive care, excuse me, to receive salvation as well as the Holy Ghost, and that if she's getting ready to move out this world, that her soul would not be lost. But if she still has more time in this world, that she will be able to put the power of God into effect in her family as well as into her maybe her religious organization of church, whatever her faith is, whatever her denomination is, that it will go forth and it will help others to come from where they are unto the Lord, because her relatives, which was her mother and father, were from Nebraska, but she is here in Iowa. Her husband and her live here. Like I said, I don't have information, but I do know there is a prayer need because she's in intensive care. The other prayer request I have is that God will bless the pastor and his wife of the church that I attended, because I thank God, even though the weather was cold, the people pressed and they made their way there and they came and got me, and I thank God for that. That the pastor had extreme pain in his back, but he was willing to lay hands on others for them to receive blessings and healing and brought forth the word of encouragement as well as what God had put on his heart to give to us. And his wife, she was extremely ill, and she had made it out of the bed from having something that seemed like to be a cold or a flu, and she made it there. So a lot of the people that were there, they did get up out of sick bed to make it to the church, and I thank and praise God for me being a blessing, to having a blessing to also be there. This is Evangelist Palmer asking for the prayers, and I will be blessed to come back on, I believe, and tell her the manifestation of God's blessings that came through from the prayers of us all joining together and praying.
All right, you heard the request of Evangelist Palmer. Thanks to God. Thanks to God. We help us one to another. Amen. Who has compassion on Evangelist Palmer, and will pray for her. Amen. If you do, just jump in there and start praying. You know what? Otherwise, I'll pray. All right. Heavenly Father.
Good morning. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, first and foremost, we want to thank you for another day, Lord. We're asking your forgiveness for our sins of omission and commission. God, I come to you on behalf of this great woman of God, seeking prayer for the lady that lays in the coma. God, you know the conditions, you know the circumstances. This great woman of God's request was that her soul be saved, that she be filled with the precious gift of your Holy Ghost. And God, if she is already, God, we're asking that whatever your will is, that you let it be done. Give her greater anointing and a greater desire for you and your Holy Spirit. Look on her parents today, God, and we thank you for being a blessing, for allowing them to be a blessing to the woman of God and her granddaughter. God, pour out unexpected blessings on them today just for their kindness towards this great woman of God. God, we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, Lord. Father God, look on her pastor and the first lady. God, look on all leaders, God, in this inclement weather, in this bad weather, God. We're asking that you keep them encouraged. We thank you for how you allow them to press your way, to feed your people on yesterday, God, to be a blessing to your people. God, continue to bless them. Honor them, God, in the name of Jesus. Grant the desires of their hearts, whether it's financial, whether it's health, whatever it may be, God. Look on them. Look on the congregation, God. Look on congregations everywhere as we go through this winter, God. Bless them and keep them. Keep the anointing there, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. God bless you. Amen. That was Ambassador Abilene Hodges. All right. Do we have any other prayer requests?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas.
Hey,
and
Sister
for Sister Julia Reed and her daughter, Vinda. Her daughter has been in the hospital over a week. And I hadn't talked to Sister Julia in a while, but she said the doctors can't find anything. And I say, well, Sister Julia, maybe because the Lord has already healed her. So continue to have faith that she's been healed, because they run all type of tests. And she has Crohn's disease, and they can't find anything. I say, so have faith. The Lord may have already healed her. So I'm asking for prayer for both of them.
Oh, that's a good report, that they can't find nothing. And, believe the Lord. Amen. Amen. Whose report will you believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. All right. What's the daughter's name, Linda, is it? Or what did you say?
Linda, with a V.
Linda.
Yes.
Okay. My. All right. Let me get maybe one or two other requests, and we'll pray for her. Anybody else have a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucy.
All right, Lucy. Sister Lucille, go ahead.
I have an unspoken request, and I'm asking the saints to pray for my kid's father. His name is Eddie Cooks.
Eddie Cooks.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, is he saved?
No, sir.
Okay, that's the first thing we need to pray for, that God would save him. Because if God saves him, when God saves him, if he wants to be saved, that would change a whole lot of things. All right. Who else has a request?
Ambassador Elect Digby, unspoken.
All right. Anybody else have? Okay, go ahead.
Jolene Garnett, unspoken.
All right, why don't we get all the unspoken requests? Anybody else with an unspoken request?
Sister Karen Brown, unspoken.
All right.
Ambassador Elect Friar, unspoken.
Okay.
Sister Lily Garnett, unspoken.
All right. Anybody else? All right, who will take those requests? And let's pray for those. All right, we're praying for Sister Julia Reed and Linda, her daughter. Amen. Mm-hmm. This, I believe that's from Master Elect Cobb there in Texas. Mm-hmm. And her daughter
They can't find nothing. Thank God right there. But they said she had Crohn's disease. But let's believe that the Lord would completely take that out of her system and heal her. Amen. You know, my faith looks up to thee. Thou art in the Calvary. We believe you, Lord. Sister Lucille and several other people have unspoken requests. Sister Master Digby, Sister Geraldine Garnett, Karen Brown, unspoken. Master Lake Friesen, Millie Garnett. I believe that's her sister. Amen. She has unspoken requests. Anybody, can anybody else pray this morning? If so, take those requests and ask God to fix it for them. Anybody? We help us one to another. Have that compassion on your brothers and sisters. And go to God in prayer for them. You may not be able to call all the names, anything, but you can pray. Amen. We'll accept that too. God bless you. Anybody? All right.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, again, Lord, I come before you, not for myself, Lord, but on behalf of these folks that have put prayer requests up before you this morning. God, we thank you for the praise report that nothing can be found. But we want to continue to lift up this great woman of God's prayer request for Sister Linda and Sister Vinda, I believe her name is. Julia, I'm sorry. God, we're thanking you for them. We're thanking you for the report, God, that nothing is found. God, I'm asking that you continue to touch this woman's God. We believe in that, your report, Lord. We believe in that she's already healed. And we're thanking you for the prayer request of Mother Cobbs. Lord, as we lift up Sister Lucille and Eddie, God, we're asking that you save them, God. Save them and give him a hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord. Give him a hunger and thirst to want to live a holy life before his kids. God, we're thanking you in advance for the miracle that you want to perform there. God, we're thanking you for miracles on this line this morning, God. We're thanking you for more men being saved and crying out to you this year in 2016. And we're claiming the victory over the men running to the house of God and seeking salvation in his life. God, we're thanking you this morning for every unspoken prayer request that has gone up. God, you know what they are, name by name. And even those that didn't call out their names this morning, God, we're thanking you this morning for just to make it known that they had a prayer request. Oh, God, this morning we're thanking you for miracles, miracles on every unspoken prayer request, God. When it comes out to say unspoken, God, I just say thank you for the miracle. I'm thanking you for the miracle. I'm thanking you for every miracle that's on this line this morning, God. I'm thanking you for every miracle that's going to take place in the next 24 hours. God, I'm thanking you for every miracle in the month of January. I'm thanking you for every miracle from January to December. God, I'm thanking you for every miracle in church that's represented here, God. Lord, I'm thanking you for every miracle in every hospital room, God. Lord, I'm thanking you for every miracle in every morning, God. Oh, Lord, I'm thanking you, God. I'm thanking you for these miracles, God. Know that this is the first proof and what we meet every morning, God. Lord, we are thanking you right now. We're asking that you grant the desires of every heart that has put forth an unspoken request for you this morning, Lord. And we're thanking you in advance, God. Thank you for the miracle, God. I'm loosing it. Thank you for the miracle, God. Thank you for the miracle, God. And if you believe it, just say, I receive it. Thank you for the miracle, God. Thank you for the miracle on the unspoken request, Lord. Thank you for the miracles, God, and I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' name, thank you for the miracles, God. I receive them. Thank you for the miracles, God. I receive them. Thank you for salvation, God. I receive them. Thank you for saving, God. I receive them. For healing, God. I receive it. Thank you for your blessings, God. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God, give an effective prayer. Amen. That's a Hodges on the line. Amen. Wonderful.